Hello, audience! Welcome to Bigfoot and Bob!
Welcome to the show. I wrote that.
It shows. Who knew Ryan was so multi-talented?
I also wrote our theme song, so I don't want you to go and badmouth me.
It's really good. Yeah, I guess maybe you're just more of a normal type, you know?
What does that mean?
Hey, everyone has their preferred, you know, niche. But maybe you're a bit of a normal type. That's all I'm saying.
I see what you're doing.
What am I doing?
You are done with the intro.
Was there ever an intro?
There's no way to know. It's not recorded.
Oh, we're not recording?
No. Say something really embarrassing.
That was my dance.
That was quite embarrassing.
Too bad none of them could see it. We were recording. Try and trick
just
me.
Just audio? Bum, bum.
Hey, guys, if you see a video of me dancing really embarrassingly in a very small box posted on YouTube, don't click it. Anyway, this has been Bigfoot and Bob. Goodbye.
Have a great week.
I'm Layla Vafazadeh.
And I'm Ryan Brown.
I'm Bigfoot.
And I'm Bob.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Whiplash. You don't know which way we're coming from.
You don't know which way we're coming from.
Today, we're talking about Pokemans.
Pokemans?
Yeah, Pokemon.
Well, I was at the bus stop the other day, and one of the mans
No, that's too monstrous even for a monster podcast. Anyway, you're a normal type, but what type do you think I would be?
Fairy type.
That's sweet. But fairy, I don't think fairy Pokemon are what you think they are.
What are they?
They're the antithesis to dragon type.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well.
Hey, so if Falcor has fur and scales, is he sort of like the iconographic for the various animal subcultures?
No. Ryan's asking if Falcor from the Neverending Story is both a furry and a scaly, and
he's
I hate it.
He's the only one.
I hate it. Hate it so much. Don't make that noise about Falcor.
It's what happens when you make a dragon dog chimera. And hey, we're back in our wheelhouse. Falcor's a cryptid.
Yes, but he's not like a nasty boy.
Mm.
No, not mmm.
So Falcor's a nasty boy. Discuss.
No. We're talking about Pokemon.
What if I get you some ice cream later to make it up to you? We can go to Bastion Robbins.
Ha! How dare you?
And listen to some music. Maybe some Atreyu.
That one's not even funny because...
Yeah, they're named after... Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Man.
I'm going to cut out the part where you said I'm not funny.
Okay, so
we don't need to be putting ideas in the listeners' heads.
You're abusing your power as an editor at this point.
I have been this whole time. You don't go back and listen to the episodes.
Wait.
If you go back, it'll be your voice going, I am stupid. Just over and over for 30
fart
minutes.
Fart noises
every
in the
week.
Background. Mm-hmm. And you saying really witty and urbane things that you've pitched down from my voice.
Yep.
Hey, listeners.
We have a lot of downloads for that being the quality of our content.
If this gets to you, listeners, just know that I'm the funny one. I promise. Ryan's edited out every incredibly hilarious, witty thing
I've ever
said.
You think this is
going
to get through? You think they're going to hear this? Who do you think you're dealing with?
Hey, Ryan, editing this. Look there. Look over there. Oh, wow. What's that? It's scaly. It's a sexy scaly.
I think that's going to work. Hey, guys, this is Ryan. I'm editing the episode. That totally worked. Damn it.
Ryan, look, it's a Salazzle.
I don't even know what that is.
Sexy scaly Pokemon.
Nice.
Nice. She's poison fire type and she's perfect.
Go on. Tell us how sexy this Pokemon is.
For you, because you're a weird skin.
For me, I don't even know what it is.
Well, Google. You have your phone in your hands.
I don't have my phone while we record.
Don't edit this out because he's holding his phone right now and he's looking at Twitter when he should be Googling Salazzle.
Oh, that one? That's creepy. Yeah, that's a creepy Pokemon.
She's not creepy.
Is this what you wanted?
They're not supposed to have titties. They're lizards.
Aren't they?
No.
So, besides exceedingly pokey men, What are we talking about today?
Well, I was kind of hoping we would just talk about Pokemon today.
I've been waiting Pokemon! Patiently. Sorry, I got confused. Your Seattle accent is so thick.
My Seattle accent.
Yeah, what's that round baked good that you put cream cheese on?
Don't fuck with me, Ryan.
I'm just curious. Don't what do they call that? Me. I don't forget. You know I have a bad memory. What do they call that?
I invoke Squidfoot to drag you to the Shadow Realm.
The Shadow Realm? What is this? Bigfoot and Bob 4Kids TV version?
I invoke Squidfoot to pull your brains out through your nose.
Oh, there it goes. There go my brains.
Well, that didn't take very long. Now that I've thoroughly distracted Ryan, I'd like to talk to you guys. There's a serious topic to address, kids, and that's Pokemon. They're called pocket monsters because the devil keeps them in his pockets, and he uses them to lure you away from the light of God.
That's right. It's a danger to our children, to our society, to the rule of law. I say we got trouble. Right here in Cerulean City.
You're playing to a very small crowd, Ryan. No one's going to get that reference. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for Pikachu.
Nice. Well done.
I quit. Show business is too much. I want to go back to being a small town.
But there's no
town.
Business like show business.
I want to go back to being a small town.
No business. I know.
Ryan's banned from musical references for the rest of the episode.
She doesn't know it, but everything I say is a musical reference.
Was that?
Would I tell you if it was?
Was that? Anyway, Pikachu, let's talk.
Oh, I thought you were doing a character bit.
Here's our guest in the studio today, Pikachu, the one and only. How you doing, Pikachu?
That's Detective Pikachu, actually.
No. Here's Jigglypuff.
That's Detective Jigglypuff, actually.
You can't do that.
I'm sorry, I can't speak.
Here's Togepi. He's the guy in a little eggshell.
I know, I'm trying to remember what he says.
He says his name. They all say their own name, Ryan.
No. Togepi says it like, Toki. Toki.
That's pretty cute. All right. I thought you were going to do another creepy Detective Pikachu voice.
That's Detective Togepi.
No!
So that is a Pikachu voice.
No, it's yours.
It's my Pikachu voice.
Fuck you. I'm calling down fucking Tentacruel Foot to slurp your brains out.
Oh, yeah. Through my nose? Or
yeah, through your nose. Okay. Your nose. That's like Pokemon Squidfoot because I'm hilarious and original.
Is Pikachu your favorite Pokemon?
No, of course he's fucking not.
Okay,
whose favorite Pokemon is Pikachu? Even my mom, her favorite is Jigglypuff.
My mom's favorite is Psyduck.
Of course.
Anytime she has a headache or like her brain is too full, she goes, Psy-yay-yay.
That's actually adorable.
Yeah, my mom's adorable, basically. But you heard it, guys. Any of you out there whose favorite Pokemon is Pikachu, Layla hates you.
I think we can actually discount that demographic. Oh, boy.
Pikachu is literally the most popular Pokemon.
I'm gonna... Oh, boy. My number one? Can I have be my top six?
Oh, my God. You get top three. How about that?
Top three Pokemon. Oh, boy. Oh, I'm gonna have to say Pumpkaboo.
That's not a real Pokemon.
Fucking is.
There's 151 of them, and I don't think.
Pumpkaboo
oh wow! Is
we've got
on
a generation gap. We've got a real.
Wait. Was Pumpkaboo in red or blue?
He was in Boo.
Pokemon Boo.
Pokemon Boo.
Nice.
Right, let's see. My top three: Pumpkaboo, Arcanine, and Ooh, it's tricky. Oh, man. Ooh, you've really put me on the spot here, buddy.
Well, what are your three favorite things? Halloween, dogs, and...
Don't put me in a box. I guess Ditto.
Yeah, me too.
No, just because if you have a Ditto, then in a way you have all the other Pokemon.
Same thing if you have a Mewtwo. You literally have all the other Pokemon.
Oh, man, that's just sad.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, I remember the movie.
One of the three ever Pokemon movies?
Wow, you're living in the past, old man.
I'm a time traveler from 2000. When did Gen 2 come out?
1999 in Japan, 2000 in the US.
So, yeah, 2000 is when I traveled here from.
Good to know.
Hey, do you have anywhere for me to put my Matrix coat? Well, you know, with the Matrix just came out, it's super popular. And so I got this floor-length leather trench coat.
Stylin', brah. Anyway, listeners, in case you haven't turned off this podcast and thrown your phone across the room, in prep for this show, and also because it's the kind of thing I spend my free time doing, I made each Ryan and I a trainer card with our Dream Team Pokemon on it. Because Pocket Monsters, and it's the word monsters, and we're a monster comedy podcast, and I wanted to talk about Pokemon.
No, that technically works.
So mine is Arcanine, Pumpkaboo, Drampa, Mightyena? It's Might Hyena is how it's spelled. I don't fucking...
That reminds me, I gotta call my Drampa today.
Ditto, and Aurorus. Ryan's dream team is Machoke, Braviary, Rockruff, Porygon Z, Sawsbuck, and Timber. Now, keep in mind, Ryan doesn't know who 5 out of 6 of these Pokemon actually are, but...
I know Porygon.
Porygon Z.
Is that, like, when Porygon wanted to move from hip-hop to the pop space?
Yeah, Ryan, he's the Porygon formerly known as...
The Pokemon formerly known as Porygon.
Yeah, yeah. And he represents himself with a swirly symbol.
That checks out.
Yeah, sure.
So you wanted to talk about Pokemon, and I want to know, what gets you really jazzed about Pokemon? Like, what is the reason that after all these years it's still so popular?
What gets me really jizzed about Pokemon?
No, jazzed. What gets you really jazzed? We're not talking about Salazzle anymore. Pervert.
Well, I think it's the fact that, A, they keep coming out with new Pokemon to be excited about that still fit into the general look, but also are constantly, you know, innovating and adding new ideas.
Variations on a theme.
Yeah, they keep adding, you know, new types, new evolutions. New trainers.
Like Chopin.
Like what?
Chopin.
I know who Chopin is. I just don't see how it fits into...
Variations on a theme.
Ah, yeah.
It's a classical music joke.
I'm sure it was.
Look, I don't know how to speak to our audience. I feel... Audience? Oh, I guess I do. I feel like we've grown apart. And I just want to get closer to you.
He's touching the microphone with his face. Well, now that you've had an intimate, nasty moment with the audience via the microphone.
What's your favorite piece of Pokemon media? Either a TV show or maybe a game that you really like?
Oh, hell, Ryan, I'm glad you asked. A lot of people argue over whether the games, you know, like you would know Red, Blue, Crystal, Gold, Sapphire.
I know a couple of those.
And so on and so forth up to the modern day, which you don't inhabit, or the anime are better. And I say fuck both of them because Pokemon Mystery Dungeon is the reigning champion as far as storytelling, visuals, music, everything. It's just the best. And if you think otherwise, you can tweet at me, but don't because you're wrong. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon series, all of them, all of the Mystery Dungeons. Donate to my Kickstarter to help me get Super Mystery Dungeon for my 3DS because I really want to play it.
Is that something you can kickstart? I don't know if you're allowed to do that.
I don't know. I've never used Kickstarter.
I think that's like a GoFundMe kind of thing.
Donate to my GoFundMe to get me to play the game. I want it. Help me.
So for those of us, I mean, obviously I'm a Pokemon expert, but for any of our listeners
who don't know, Pokemon Ignoramus.
Is that a Pokemon?
Yes. It's a moose Pokemon that's very dumb.
Come on. but for any of our listeners who don't know what Pokemon
Mystery... God, a moose Pokemon would be great. We don't have...
Oh, is that not a real Pokemon?
No.
I literally thought that you were talking about a real Pokemon called Ignoramus.
Oh, no. That's dumb.
I'm kidding, of course. I know the names of all 151 Pokemon.
Go on.
For any of our listeners who may not know what Pokemon Mystery Dungeon is. What is it? How does it differ from the core games?
Well, the thing is, it fulfills a long-held childhood dream of mine where you get to be a Pokemon. You don't put them in your balls and walk around as a human. You get to be a Pokemon.
So it's like a Street Fighter game?
No, you wake up and you're in the body of a Pokemon in the Pokemon world.
Wait, hold on. Hold on. So you're not a Pokemon, really. You're a human in a Pokemon's body?
Yes.
What happened to the consciousness of the Pokemon?
No, it's like a new... I think the body was created just for you when you appeared in the Pokemon world. I don't think you displaced a Pokemon.
I'm pretty sure the laws of thermodynamics don't allow that.
I'm pretty sure the laws of thermodynamics don't allow a move called Bubble Beam to physically knock other Pokemon into the horizon.
You know what? You got me there.
Yeah,
Bubble Beam is one of the real moves.
Anyway, you wake up in the body of a Pokemon after having taken usually a personality quiz that lets you pick from a handful of not just the usual starter Pokemon, but also like Skitty, which is the one I usually end up as, or Eevee. And you meet a best friend, and you go on lots of adventures, and some really sad things happen that have been known to make players weaker than myself cry. But
but not you.
Not me. And you get a happy ending with your best friend and all the friends that you made along the way, and you create a home for yourself. And the life, and you are a Pokemon.
That's beautiful.
Oh, they're really good games, guys. Also, Pokemon Pinball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Pokemon Snap and Hey You Pikachu.
I'm going to put up a poll on our Twitter for which Pokemon game is your favorite. I know right now that mine is the Gold, Silver, Crystal games. Which is not generally a popular choice, but they mean a lot to me. Ryan, what's your favorite, as if I couldn't guess?
Pokemon Red.
Who would have thunk it?
I've played Pokemon Red at least 18 times. I played Pokemon Red on my Game Boy Color as a child, and the battery case was missing, so that was held on with duct tape, and the cartridge was broken, so it would disconnect from the internal battery of the cartridge and delete your saves. And there was no way to do that while the system was off. So literally, you had to beat it in one set of batteries without turning off the Game Boy. And I did.
Well, I played Pokemon Blue all the way through more than 18 times as a child on my original Game Boy, not my Game Boy Color, while sharing it with my twin younger siblings on road trips who would fight over it and having to play frequently at night with a flashlight under the covers. And I still managed to complete my Pokedex multiple times.
Do you forget that I'm the middle of three boys? You think I didn't have the exact same problems?
Yeah, but I'm the oldest, so I managed to fend them off with blows and kicks and punches.
Exactly. I was not the strong one.
No, you're the short one. Here's some Ryan trivia for you.
I'm 3.5 feet tall.
He's the real pocket monster.
My hair is neon blue, and I don't have feet.
He knows eat, sleep, pee, and bubble beam. When Ryan edits this, he actually has to go through and take every instance of him speaking and pitch it way, way down so that it doesn't sound like like a borrower.
I was thinking like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Oh.
Sorry, you're a little young for that reference.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not a 40-year-old Squirtle.
That's my favorite Steve Carell movie.
Oh, no. That's a bad mashup.
If you were to cast a live-action Pokemon movie, who would you cast as some of the most iconic Pokemon?
Okay, well, Pikachu has already been cast as Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's actually real. I keep forgetting that it's real.
I guess, Sandra Bullock as,
Onyx.
Onyx. Sandra Bullock as Onyx,
mm.
Who is in a torrid love triangle with Miltank.
Played by Steve Buscemi.
Oh. Imagine Steve Buscemi saying, milk me.
Okay, done.
Ryan had to take 15 minutes off from recording there.
We cut out the 15 solid minutes where I was just staring into the distance.
With his hands where I could see them.
Machamp is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Okay, that's a gimme. Spheal is that kid from iCarly.
What is that?
It was a TV show on Nickelodeon about three kids in Seattle who made a web series.
Oh, yeah. The one with Spencer.
Yeah.
Okay.
What other Pokemon are there?
That's all of them.
We've named all six Pokemon.
Really glad you guys could join us for our annual culling of the Pokedex. There's only six now. And next week, they're all going to vote, and the bottom two are going
Pokemon
to have
Survivor.
To lip-sync for their lives. I was going for Pokemon Drag Race.
I like
now
Pokemon
who's not
Survivor.
Speaking to our demographic.
What? Okay, I think our demographic is a little more in tune with Survivor than Drag Race.
Podcasters and podcast listeners love Drag Race. It's a fact.
I think they all grew up on Survivor, though.
We'll put up a Twitter poll, and you can tell us.
I'll put up my Twitter poll.
Real mature.
Anyway.
This is a family show.
To circle around to the real core of our show.
To bring it back to the rich nougaty center that is our podcast.
What Pokemon would you think would translate best into cryptids? Like actual real life monsters if cryptids were a real thing that existed.
Okay.
Go.
Mankey.
Oh, God. It's like a monkey, but its arms are on its head. And...
he's a mankey.
God, that's bad. I think, okay, Gyarados is kind of like a...
oh, for sure, like a sea monster?
Yeah. I like the idea of there being a Gyarados out there somewhere.
I do not.
You know, just sometimes it's comforting to think that no matter how bad life gets, somewhere out there is a Gyarados looking up in the moon. Making a wish the on
same,
the stars.
The same moon that we're looking up at.
Yeah. Apom.
What does he look like?
He's kind of like a little purple monkey man a little bit, but also maybe like a little...
oh, yeah. I know that one.
No, you don't.
Yeah, he's got the fingers with the... he's got the three bits on each of his fingers, and his tail is also a hand.
Oh, yeah.
I told you, I know all 152 Pokemon.
I was going to say Snorlax, but that's also kind of like Totoro a little bit.
Also... Snorlax would not be a cryptid for long. He's not fast or elusive.
He swallows everyone who comes upon him with the camcorder. There have only ever been rumors of Snorlaxes in the woods.
Like, most flying Pokemon could be cryptids.
Aerodactyl.
Yeah. Aerodactyl, I think, is literally a cryptid in the show.
That's actually kind of great.
Oh, Dragonite.
Yeah,
was also
Dragonite was a cryptid. Oh, and he was scary. That episode when you first meet Dragonite at the lighthouse, that was kind of terrifying.
I absolutely know what you're talking about, and including the fact that there's the one shot where he's gigantic.
And a shadow. With like,
I don't understand what they were doing with perspective there, but he was standing in the deep water and was as tall as the lighthouse.
The what?
You already did it. You can't keep pretending that lighthouses don't exist. Even if they didn't, you would still know what they were called.
Is it like a house that floats?
No. Yeah, have you seen Up with all the balloons?
Yeah, is
that's
that
a
lighthouse?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Great.
But that's not what Dragonite was doing. He was in the sea, in the ocean, and there were a lot of people on the shore.
He was next to the tower with the big light at the top.
I don't recall. Now, why would a tower have a light at the top and be next to the ocean?
Well, I can't go through this with you again. Well, guys, it looks like it's going to take a while for me to explain what a lighthouse is to my co-host. But thank you for joining us. It has really been wonderful. Your presence is always appreciated. And I love how much you have to contribute to the conversation. I just feel like it'd be really two-sided without you. As always, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere you get podcasts. You can find us on Twitter at Bigfoot and Bob. You can email us, bigfootandbob@gmail.com. Hey, and here's something that's really important. We are, as always, sponsored by Audible. So if you go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot, you get a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial. They've got thousands of books to choose from. Layla, you got any you're listening to right now?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was listening to Sphere by Michael Crichton, one of my all-time favorite books. I'm giving it a re-read, and I recommend everyone else does too.
Awesome. So you could go get Sphere for free.
Not Sphere, the Pokemon. Sphere, the shape.
Gotcha. If you go to audibletrial.com/Bigfoot. Also, that helps out the show. Let us know that you're listening and that you care. Another way to do that is to give us a rating and review on iTunes. 5-star ratings preferred, other star ratings tolerated.
Rate us, baby.
Until next time.
I'm Bigfoot.
And I'm Bob.
And the truth is in here. They're not supposed to have titties. They're lizards.
Aren't they?
No. That's Bayonetta. Actually, I get it. I get if you'd like one, you'd like the other.
It's too hot in here.
Now it is.
Ah, very funny.
Leave that one in.